Okay. And across the timeline now comes Knackers. Knackers now back to Crow. Over to Ripley. Ripley on the left wing. Long cross-court pass. Loose ball. Nearly losing it, though, was Anderson. But regains control. They kick it back out now over to Ripley. She'll try to drive in. Can't do it. Has to kick it back out now. And driving in. Kicks it over. Now high-low. Here we go. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. Tip, 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 tip. Coming up with it is Addison Auth. Addison Auth now to Chloe. Oh, it's off of Chloe Auth.
St. Mary's that time pressed off the miss. So I think that timeout was about to keep the pressure on Durant's guards in the backcourt.
And so St. Mary's now to inbound it to our right. 28-23. Zephyrs lead. Minute 19 remaining. Inbound it to Anderson. They kick it back out. Whistle and an offensive foul.
No. Oh. She came from out of bounds, inbounds.
Okay.
And didn't have her feet down inbounds.
Okay.
Yeah, great call by the referees there.
Inbound it to Sabelko on the far side. Over to Chloe. Chloe back to Addison. Addison to Sabelko across the timeline. Sabelko now comes over to the top of the key now, over to Kurth. Kurth looking for a cutter. No one there. Just in a little bit of trouble. Back to Chloe. Chloe here on the near side, back towards center. Now over to Kurth. Kurth on the left wing. She's going to try and drive inside. Cross-court pass intercepted. Intercepted by the Zephyrs. That's the Vogel. Back the other way. Overlays it. No good. Whistling a foul.
Yeah, she went in a little bit out of control on that. Got a great steal. Went in too fast, missed the layup, but they got the second opportunity on the foul.
And I think that foul is on Hoyt, and if it is, I think that's three.
And so, waiting to free throw on the way here. First free throw was no good. Second free throw is good. Makes it 29-23 now. Zephyrs over to Sabelko. Sabelko, here comes the trap. Whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on number five.
Not all that many fouls here. Two on St. Mary, six on Durant. We'll check that at halftime and see if that was Hoyt's third foul or second foul.
And so inbounded to Chloe Auth. 36 seconds remaining here in the half. Six-point Zephyr lead. Over to Kurth now. Kurth back over to Hoyt. They're really clogging up these passing lanes as well, Coach.
Yeah, they're doing a great job defensively. Everyone is in the stance, and they have excellent gap defense.
Bounce pass now to Auth. That's Chloe. Chloe back over to Kurth. Kurth, check that Sabelko. Sabelko spin move and loses the ball. Stolen. Stolen by St. Mary's. That's Crow. Crow back the other way, up and in.
14 turnovers in the first half here on Durant.
Back over to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth puts up the shot. No good. We're at halftime. 31-23. St. Mary Catholic leads over Durant, Arkansas. Our halftime show's coming up. It's Durant, Arkansas State Playoff Basketball here on WRDN Durant.
Time for the SFB Security Financial Bank and the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency Halftime Show. Brought to you by Security Financial Bank. Secure your future at Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. And by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, your independent insurance agent, downtown Durand.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An American Airlines plane traveling from Colorado Springs to Dallas diverted to Denver after the FAA says it experienced mechanical vibration. Flames and black smoke seen billowing from the plane after it landed. All passengers and crew are said to be safely off the plane. Senate Democrats appear to have thrown in the towel in a bid to stop what they call a bad continuing resolution that would avert a Friday government shutdown and keep things humming along until the end of the fiscal year in September. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer indicating he'll vote for the GOP-drafted bill.
Either proceed with the bill before us or risk Donald Trump throwing America into the chaos of a shutdown.
Stocks taking a big tumble today as President Trump threatened a massive 200% tariff on European alcohol if the EU goes forward with its planned tariff on American whiskey. That European tariff itself a retaliation against the steel and aluminum tariffs that Trump announced yesterday. This is ABC News.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super-fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your ex. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Progressive knows when you own a boat or RV, it's like you're automatically on vacation. Even if you're actually a marriage counselor in the middle of couples therapy. But in your mind, you're camping in Acadia. Puttering around Frenchman Bay. Your boat and RV are both protected. Your lobster drenched in butter and... Uh-oh, did your clients just notice you weren't listening? Quick, do the thing where you just repeat back exactly what they said but as a question. They bought it. Now back to Maine, earning an automatic discount bundling your boat or RV with your home or auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
As a business owner, are you looking for a trustworthy partner? At SFB, Security Financial Bank, we understand that interactions with your bank should not just be a transaction, but rather an ongoing relationship. We support the businesses that we serve by offering advice and a partnership that empowers you to successfully run your business. We are the bankers who believe in you. Visit us in Black River Falls, Bloomer, Durand, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, or River Falls today to learn more. SFB, Security Financial Bank, member FDIC.
Bell on track to make history. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome.
This ought to get pretty wild here.
To more where that came from.
Go get it done.
More fresh starts.
Green, 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 green.
And fantastic finishes. More risk.
Double three, number three.
More reward. More chaos, more chills, and more thrills. Welcome to more what you asked for and a whole lot more to come. Welcome to NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series brought to you by Xfinity at Las Vegas, Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
Christopher Bell is on a hot streak, winning the last three NASCAR Cup Series races. This Sunday at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the Joe Gibbs Racing pilot could become just the ninth driver in the sport's modern history to win four in a row. It's been nearly 20 years since Jimmy Johnson last accomplished the feat back in 2007.
To hear that and know that I have that opportunity ahead of me, the sport has become so incredibly tough with the parity that we have, and the teams are so tight, the cars are really tight, the drivers are tight. There are 10, 15 guys that could win on any given week, and it's hard to do, and I acknowledge that, kind of in disbelief that I have that opportunity, but I'm looking forward to it.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Folding a fitted sheet. Programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Resch Center. Halftime at 31-23 St. Mary Catholic over Durand, Arkansas. And basically what, Randy, since the five-minute mark, we haven't scored, right?
We have not scored since the 5:23 mark. So 11-0 run the Zephyrs ended the first half on. Scoring in the first half, Addison Oss got five. Emma White's got seven, three each for Kurth, Chloe Ott, Sawyer Sabelko, two for Allison McMahon. 12 points for Noel Anderson for the Zephyrs. Coach, you pointed out this stuff down here.
Yeah, 26 points in the paint for St. Mary's. A lot of those came off steals, but they're just looking to get the ball on the blocks and the short corners and drive that thing with power ball. Again, Durand, no fault of their own. They don't have a true post inside. And I think St. Mary's is just utilizing their size just to become a more powerful team.
So how do you change that? I mean, what adjustments do you make quick?
Well, I think you have to play a little bit of mind games with St. Mary's. Keep changing the defenses up. I don't think Coach Loewenhagen should abandon the 1-3-1. Stay with it, but just don't play it every trip down the floor. Just mix it up a little bit.
All right. It's, again, 31-23, St. Mary Catholic leading Durand, Arkansas. We have second half action here coming up in just a minute. It's Durand, Arkansas girls state tournament basketball here on WRDN.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built. Built on service.
For the latest news and issues affecting agriculture, join me, Chip Flory, with AgriTalk weekdays at 1 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to the Resch Center in Green Bay. Brian Winnikins, Coach Lionel Jones, Randy Kohler. As we get ready for the second half, as St. Mary Catholic leading Durand, Arkansas, 31-23. But Randy, you pointed it out. We're averaging normally 11 turnovers a game, and we have 14.
Yeah, 11.7 turnovers a game Durand averages on the season. They have 14 here in the first half to the Zephyr 7. So you look at that plus what Coach Jones said about the points in the paint.
Those two
things add up to probably make you like, we're only down 8. Let's get it together.
So did they give you points off turnovers?
Yes. Actually, there's I guess they really don't. Yeah.
Okay.
Points from turnovers, 13.
For St. Mary's?
St. Mary's, Frank. 13 out of 31 have come off turnovers.
Okay, well, there you go. That makes us leading by 5. What do you tell the girls in taking care of the ball?
You know, this may sound weird, but I would tell my guards, you've got to over-dribble the basketball. Right now, it's one or two dribbles. They're picking it up and allowing St. Mary's to trap them, and that creates bad passing angles. And how many times have you seen Durand get the ball to the middle of the floor? They have not done that. They've got to try to find a way to get the ball to the middle of the floor.
So, Panthers get the ball to start. They're going from left to right here in the second half. Chloe Oth with it. Chloe Oth to Sabelko. Sabelko top of the key, now to Kurth. Kurth on the right wing, drives inside. And kicks it back out. Now, three ball on the way. Shot's good by Chloe Off.
That's a great way to come out of halftime, Brian.
And so across the timeline now comes Crow. Crow, she's going to keep it herself. Kicks it to the corner. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And coming up with it is Crow. They kick it back inside to Anderson. Bullies her way in for the basket.
So big and strong down low.
Chloe now. Here comes the trap. Over to Cibelco. Cibelco now across the timeline. Here comes the trap once again. Back over to Chloe. Chloe now comes over to the top of the key. Now over to Hoyt. Hoyt, right wing. Back over to Chloe. Off three ball on the way. Right wing. Goal!
Boy, oh boy. The Panthers, what, 7 of 13 from three-point range now?
33-29, St. Mary Catholic. And inside to Anderson now. She's got to retreat back out or check that that's Voss. Voss now looking for a cutter inside. Ball's tipped. Loose ball. Still a loose ball. And it's going to be off of Hoyt. She's down on the floor but gets up. She's okay. And so Voss to inbound it here on the near side. Inbounds it now to Crow. 33-29, St. Mary. And over to Vogel now. Vogel back to Crow on the left side. Now back to the top of the key, over to the right wing now. That is Ripley. Ripley tries to drive in. Now she's going to try to drive in again. Gets cut off. They kick it back out. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And St. Mary's comes up with it again. Now inside to Anderson. Oh, here we go. Nope, they're going to have to kick it back to the outside. Back over to Vogel. Vogel, spin move in the lane. Puts up the tough shot. Good.
They are relentlessly attacking the paint against the Panthers right now.
And Chloe over to Cibelco. Here comes the trap to Hoyt. Oh, and the ball, that would have been an easy lay-in.
Broke the press, layup opportunity there, pass a little bit too long.
Yeah, right idea, just bad execution.
35-29, Zephyrs. 15:54 remaining. Across the timeline now comes Ripley. Ripley at the top of the key now over to Vogel. Vogel, cross-court pass now back to Crow. Over to Anderson. And ball knocked down, but she comes back up with it. And a long cross-court pass again. In the lane is Vogel. Vogel puts up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Hoyt. Back to Chloe off. Chloe off across the timeline now for the Panthers. Chloe off. Back over to Addison off on the right wing. Addison, cross-court pass to Cibelco on the left wing, inside to Kurth. Kurth into the lane, bounce pass inside to Chloe Auth, up and in.
Wow.
That's a great duck-in pass. Good patience for the Panthers on offense. Great look.
35-31 now. And back the other way. They put it up, shot no good. Rebounded by Hoyt. Quickly across the timeline, down to the right wing. Hoyt pulls up the dribble now and gets it over to Cibelco. Cibelco to Auth. Off now, top of the key. Back to Hoyt. Hoyt right wing. Hoyt looking for a cutter. No one there. Back over to Cibelco. Cibelco. Over to Addison off on the right wing. Bounce pass inside to Hoyt. Whistle jump ball. Knocking it down and forcing the jump was Crow.
I love what Durand is doing right now in their offense. They run that motion, but they're looking to get post-ups out of it. I think it's a smart adjustment by Coach Darren Lowenhagen.
Got a TV timeout here.
Thank you to the Goodrich Trailer Sales, Elk Mound, Wisconsin's premier trailer dealership. Visit them online at goodrichtrailers.com. Chippewa Valley Energy, serving the Chippewa Valley since 1922. Find out more at chippewavalleyenergy.com. Sunny Skies Retail Store, downtown Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom, building a smart fiber optic community from the ground up. Find out more at wwt.coop. Riverside Grill. Visit Riverside Grill for the daily specials. Don't forget about that Friday fish fry too. Riverside Grill, downtown Durand, and O'Galley Cheese Factory. Cheese and meat trays for your get-togethers. O'Galley Cheese Factory, Highway 25, Durand. Please thank all of our sponsors. Give them a call. Drop them an email. Visit their business and tell them thank you for supporting our broadcast here. Without their help, we're not here. Simple as that. It's been fun afternoon so far. 35-31. Zephyrs still lead. 14:35 remaining in the second half. All right, Coach, what did you say at the timeout?
Well, you know what? What's beating Durand is the penetration inside to the paint. I think Coach Lowenhagen is going to have to send some people, some double teams against those post players down low. They're not shooting well from the outside. They haven't made a three all game.
So over to Ripley now. And around the horn we go. Ripley now in the right wing. Ripley cross-court pass now over to Voss. Back to Ripley. Ripley top of the key inside to Vogel. Now they kick it back out to Voss. Back to the outside. Round the horn we go now to Voss. Voss inside shot put up and good by Anderson.
Good post feed, easy bucket for St. Mary.
And to Sabelko now. Sabelko should have rushed it across the timeline, didn't, and now got it to Chloe. Off now over to Hoyt. Hoyt on the right wing. 37-31. Zephyrs over to Addison Auth. Addison Auth inside to Hoyt. Hoyt puts up the shot, blocked.
That baseline curl that Durant runs out of their motion, it's deadly. If you don't switch that, they're going to get easy looks all game. They got to keep continuously running that motion.
And Chloe to inbound it. Inbounds it now to Sabelko. Three ball on the way. Shot no good. And rebounded by the Zephyrs. Here comes Ripley now. 37-31 Zephyrs. 13:32 remaining. Round the horn we go now. Top of the key over to Vogel. Vogel back to Crow. Inside, and it's going to be off of the Zephyrs. Looks like it's off of Vogel.
Great call. And Coach Loewenhagen now is double-teaming the post on the flight of the ball. So as soon as the post catches it, they've got two people on him.
As Sabelko now in trouble and stolen. And back the other way is Vogel up it. Over, lays it, no good. Whistling a foul on Chloe Auth.
Vogel's missed a few of those tonight where she tries to scoop the layup in, and it hasn't been an accurate shot for her. She's got to get her hand underneath that basketball a little bit more.
That's 17 turnovers for Durand, 8 on the Zephyrs.
That's a difference maker in games, yep. Randy.
Yeah, especially when it's a six-point game.
37-31. Zephyrs inbounded now back to Vogel. Vogel, right wing, kicks it over to the left wing. Three ball on the way, shot no good. And rebounded by Sabelko. Sabelko back to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth across the timeline. Bomb to Hoyt. Hoyt puts it up and in.
Great look by Chloe Auth down the floor. You know, she didn't see it at first, but once she saw it, she fired that ball down there.
37-33, Zephyrs. 12:46 remaining in the game. And back in is Voss. He'll drive in, puts up a shot, partially blocked, loose ball. Anderson comes up with it, shot no good. Rebounded by Kirk. And Chloe Auth now across the timeline. Chloe Auth over to Kirth. Kirth into the lane. Keeps it herself. Puts it up. No shot. Foul before the shot.
Kirth is doing the dirty work right now. Rebounding the basketball. Tough drives to the basket. I like her mentality right now.
Kirth is the Panthers' leading rebounder on the season with 128 in the regular season.
Auth to inbound it. That's Chloe. Chloe looking. And what a move by Chloe Auth. Threw it off the back of another player. Took the shot, no good. Hoyt gets the rebound up and in. What was that? You can do that?
Chloe Auth is a heady player. That's why I like. That's why she's going to be a V-Hawk next year, Brian.
37-35. Shot put up by Anderson up and in. She got the post once again. Over to Chloe now. Chloe on the far side. Now goes back towards the middle. Over to Sabelko. Sabelko. Bomb to Kirth. Kirth puts it up. Whistling a foul.
The Panthers are doing a great job of recognizing who's open down the floor. They're not picking their dribble up early like they did in the first half. They're keeping their dribbles and advancing the basketball.
And so now for the free throw. First free throw on the way by Kirth. On the way is good. All right. Zephyrs still lead by 3.
63% free throw shooter on the season.
And Victoria now with the next free throw. On the way is no good. And rebounded this time by Vogel. 39-36, Zephyrs lead. Vogel now off the screen. Now into the right corner. Kicks it back out to the wing. Cross-court pass now to Anderson on the left wing. Inside back to Vogel. Vogel in the lane. Puts up the shot up and in.
Yeah, remember the old Bull Ryan offense, the swing? This is exactly what St. Mary's is running with.
Uh-oh.
A little flex cut across the baseline.
Sabelko's in trouble. Jump ball. And it'll stay Panther ball, but she got trapped.
Yeah, can't pick it up. Can't pick your dribble up. Keep that dribble.
So inbounded now to Auth. Chloe will come across the timeline. 41-36 Zephyrs. 11:27 remaining in the game. Over to Sabelko. Sabelko to Addison Auth, right wing. Cross-court pass over to Kirth now. Kirth top of the key. Back over to Hoyt. Hoyt left wing. Hoyt looking for a cutter. No one there. Now she's going to drive into the lane. Keeps it herself. Puts it up under. Lays it. No good. And coming up with the rebound is Ripley. Back across the timeline quickly come the Zephyrs. Down to the right wing now. Over to Anderson. Anderson inside, nearly intercepted, but coming up with it is Vogel up and in.
Yeah, they're looking to get that flex cut all day. You can see it. They just patiently waited until she got to her spot, threw the ball inside.
And Anderson, or Chloe Oth's pass nearly intercepted, but Sabelko comes up with it. Gets it over to Addison Oth. 43-36 now. Zephyrs to Kurth. Kurth drives into the lane, puts it up, over, lays it. No good.
Too hard off the glass.
You'll see it again here. They're just looking to get the ball inside. They'll go through all the motion, but they're looking to get that flex cut across the baseline.
Over to Crow now. Crow looking for the cutter inside now. Back over to Knackers. Knackers back out towards center. Down to the wing to Anderson on the left wing. Inside pass. And that is Vogel up and in.
Yeah, they're going to that every single play.
45-36 now. Chloe's over to Hoyt now. Hoyt across the timeline. Back to Chloe. Chloe now back at center. Over to Hoyt. Hoyt on the right wing. Hoyt looking for a cutter. No one there. She'll come back out to the top of the key. Over to Kurth. Kurth now over to Chloe Oth. Chloe Oth drives in from the left wing. Puts up the shot. Overlays it. No good. No foul called. And Coach Lowenhagen's screaming bloody murder. 45-36.
Should have been a foul there. Should have been a foul.
9:30 remaining in the game. Zephyrs pretty much running the same offensive play. Intercepted. Intercepted by Chloe Oth. And so back across the timeline now comes Sabelko, squares up, three ball on the way, shot short, no good. And Addison Oth saves it to Hoyt, three ball, shot rims out, no good. And back the other way now come the Zephyrs. And that is Ripley back the other way, keeps it herself into the lane, puts up the shot, no foul, and now a foul on the Panthers. I thought Kurth was sitting but minding her own business and got run over.
Yeah, I would have called that a charge. She was there for days. The offensive player came in and made the impact. I thought she could have picked up a charge there.
You tend to see them let them play a little more the further you get into the tournament, though.
Yep, for sure.
And free throw on the way is no good. 9:01 remaining in the game. 45-36. Zephyrs as Sabelko comes out and McMahon is in.
And I think the Zephyrs made it exchange too. That's the first substitutions of the second half.
And a free throw was good. And we have a timeout on the floor. 46-36. Zephyrs lead Durand, Arkansas with 9:01 remaining in the game. Thank you to Martin Transport. Visit Martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The Cell Block. Visit Cell Block for the daily salad bar and also other daily specials, along with that Friday fish fry. Durand Improvement Group, many hands make light work. Volunteer to help with community events. Visit durandimprovementgroup.org. Also, thank you to Amplify Health by Gunderson, Mondovi Clinic, part of Gunderson Tri-County Hospitals and Clinics. Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service, Durand, offering plumbing and septic services for new construction and repairs. Call Chris at 672-8224. Anabas Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Highway 25, Durand. They also do small engine repair as well. And Durand Napa, visit Durand Napa for custom hoses, bulk fluids, filters, tools, and parts, farmers, to keep your equipment running on the farm as we get ready for spring planting.
Brian, if I was Coach Lowenhagen, I would just pack the paint. I would go back through that 1-3-1, pack the paint, muddy up the waters in the paint. St. Mary's has not hit a three-point shot all game long. They're 0-for-11 from the three-point line. I would make them hit some three-pointers to win this basketball game.
All right, Chloe Oth now. Long pass over to Kurth. Kurth's pass is tipped. Loose ball. And coming up with it is St. Mary's Central. Quickly back the other way, a bomb over to Voss. Voss to Anderson up and in.
Unfortunate turnover. Durand's got to stop turning the ball over.
48-36 now, Zephyrs. 8:34 remaining. Chloe off. Over to Hoyt. Hoyt not across the timeline. Now he'll get across the timeline. Back to Chloe off. Chloe off now. Over to Kurth. Kurth, three ball shot. No good. Rebounded by Addison off. Back to Kurth. Kurth now. Over to Chloe off on the far side. Chloe off now. His pass is intercepted. It's going to be knocked out of bounds, though, but it'll stay Panther ball. And so inbounding it now right in front of the scorer's table is Addison Auth, and she'll inbound it to Chloe. So Chloe across the timeline. 8 minutes remaining in the game. Over to Addison Auth, right wing. Three ball, shot rims out, no good. And a loose ball, and Sabelko comes up with it, but tried to get it to Addison Auth, but she tried to roll it to her. It went out of bounds.
Well, Addison was down on her knees on the floor, too. Couldn't get to it.
Yeah.
So inbounding it now will be Knackers here in front of the Panther bench. Inbounds it now to Vogel. Vogel across the timeline now. And pass inside to Anderson. Can't hang on. Back to Knackers. Knackers to Anderson. Whistle and a jump.
There's still a lot of time left in the
game.
7:50 left. Down by 12. You know, they just got to get some stops. They've got to get some stops, and they've got to get some easy bucket.
And so quickly inbounded to Anderson. Up, no good. She gets her own rebound, puts up another shot. No good. Rebounded again by St. Mary's, and they get the rebound again. Now a three ball on the way, and shot rims out. No good. Rebounded by Sabelko.
My, four misses there. And St. Mary's still doesn't have a three-point basket in this game.
Across the timeline now comes off. That's Chloe. She's going to keep it herself. Drives inside. Shot blocked. White comes up with it. Puts up a tough shot. Up and in.
Tough shot, but the Durand Panthers needed it. Hopefully this will start a run.
10-point lead, but inside to Anderson. Up at offensive foul.
Great job. This is
Kurth
what you
got
need.
Run over and yep. Lost a shoe even.
She's going to get that thing back on as quickly as possible. She doesn't want to come out of this game.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, that ain't happening. I can tell you right now, that ain't happening.
The substitutions have been far and few between in this game.
Yeah.
For both teams, for that matter of fact.
Inbounded to Sabelko. Sabelko to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth passes tip back to Sabelko. Sabelko gets across the timeline. Now she's trapped. But gets it over to Addison Auth, whistling a foul.
Yeah.
Good thing came out of that, but there was a little too much scrambling in to make that happen.
Yep.
48-38, Zephyrs lead, 6:59 remaining, and we get another TV timeout. And thank you to Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. Getting ready for the spring fishing season? Well, visit Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. Also, Paul Schlesher Insurance Agency, your American Family Insurance agent serving the Durand and Chippewa Falls area. Insurance that fits your needs. That's American Family Insurance. All right. Well, 10 points, Coach. 7 minutes. You have two timeouts remaining. Probably have at least another TV timeout coming.
Yeah. You know, if I'm Coach Loewenhagen, I'm walking him through this next possession. I think the motion that they like to run is really working, and I think the one thing that they get is that tight curl cut and that cutter across the baseline, and you just have to know out of this timeout that that's the area of the floor that we are going to look for. And I think Durand, if they run that play that they always run, they're going to get the look that they want to get. Just get that ball. The window's going to close fast, but if they can just get that ball in there off that curl cut, they're going to be open and get an easy bucket
right. And
cut this thing down to 8.
So let's make the notation. Durand needs to get hot from three-point range again as well. After Chloe had hit those back-to-back threes to open the second half, they were 7 of 13 from three-point range. They're now 7 of 19.
Three ball on the way. Shot is good.
There we go.
Emma Hoyt with the three. 48-41 now. And that's Vogel now. To Knackers. Knackers now back over to Vogel. They kick it back out. Round the horn they go now. Back to Vogel. Vogel on the left wing. She's going to drive inside. Fakes right. Goes left. Puts up the shot off the glass and in.
That was a tough shot. Euro step to the left hand. That was a tough shot.
Back to Sabelko now. Sabelko to Addison Auth across the timeline quickly. Comes down to the right wing now. Over to Hoyt. Hoyt comes back out to the top of the key. Over to Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth now. Fakes left, goes right, drives baseline, up and in from the wing.
Rejected the ball screen. Good drive by Chloe Auth on the baseline.
50-43, Zephyrs. That is Crow now. Crow gets it back over to Ripley. Ripley back to Vogel on the right side. She comes out to the wing now. As Vogel now looking for the cutter. Cross-court pass to Knackers. Knackers top of the key now over to Vogel. Vogel looking for someone inside. Vogel now retreats back out. Back over to Anderson. Anderson inside now tosses it inside to Vogel. Vogel kicks it back out to the wing. Three ball on the way. Shot's good that time. First three of the night by Crow.
That was a big three. Hadn't hit one all day, but they hit that one. It extends the lead to 10.
And across, not across the timeline now, over to Addison off. Addison's off pass is tipped, intercepted. Intercepted by Anderson after being tipped. Approaching the five-minute mark now. 10-point lead by St. Mary's. And she's gonna, they're going to kick it back out to the corner over to Ripley. Ripley now back to, looks like Vogel. And now to Ripley. Ripley top of the key inside by Knackers. Shot put up, no good. Anderson crashes the glass, whistling a foul.
Yeah, that's a tough switch for Duran. That flex cut is just deadly when you have a post player that can move like that. She missed the initial shot, but what it creates is a vacuum to allow them to get that offensive rebound, and that's what's killing them.
So 53-43, Zephyrs, and they're at the line here. 4:50 remaining in the game. Free throw on the way is good. Biggest lead of the night, I think, is 11.
It was 12 at 48-36 okay. At one point.
And so Anderson now with the second free throw on the way. It's good. So inbounded now to Chloe Auth. Auth bounce pass over to Sabelko. Sabelko back to Auth here on the near side. She'll come across the timeline. Keeps it herself now. Over to Hoyt. Hoyt on the right wing. Back to Sabelko. Sabelko back to Auth. Auth over to Sabelko. Sabelko now to Addison Auth. Addison Auth over to Kurth. Kurth on the left wing. Kurth now over to Hoyt. Hoyt top of the key. Hoyt is going to try to drive in. Can't do it. Now she hesitates. Now back onto the right side. Out to Addison Auth. Addison Auth over to Sabelko. 4:17 remaining. Inside pass to Kurth. Kurth up and does not get the shooter's roll, and it's rebounded by the Zephyrs.
Unfortunate. They needed that bucket right there.
Quickly back across the timeline come the Zephyrs. Nearly stolen, and coming up with it, though, is Vogel. They kick it back the other way. Shot put up. No good. And rebounded by Anderson in the paint. Back the other way now. Vogel has to retreat back out. Vogel hesitates, now comes back in from the corner, dishes it over to the left corner, three ball, shot no good, and it's going to be off of the Zephyrs.
St. Mary's showing great patience on that possession, had a couple of good looks, ball didn't fall out for him. Right here, Duran needs to get a bucket, run a really good set here to get the shot that you want.
And so quickly across the timeline now over to Hoyt. Hoyt now on the right wing, back out to Addison, off to Chloe. Chloe now over to Hoyt. Hoyt now. She's going to drive in. Keeps it herself. Puts it up and over. Lays it. And Addison off fighting for it. Jump ball.
To Duran.
Should be Duran's ball, yep.
Well, just a quick spot here. I want to say, once again, Emma Hoyt. Her mother, Jill Hoyt, played in the 1996 and 97 state tournaments here. So mother-daughter duel.
And inbounded now to Hoyt. Hoyt. Fighting for it, kicks it back out the other way. Over to Addison Auth. She'll drive in from the left wing. Under, lays it. No good. It's gone cold suddenly for the Panthers.
Yeah, it's a lot of size in that paint when you drive in there, and it's throwing off the shots of the Panthers.
3 minutes remaining, 12-point Zephyr lead. And that's Vogel now. Vogel back at center. Vogel now over to Knackers. Knackers back out to Crow. Crow, cross-court pass now over to Knackers. Inside to Vogel. They kick it back out. They're just trying to eat up clock. Anderson now inside to Ripley. Ripley has, intercepted. Intercepted by Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth bomb is over to Kurth now. Kurth back to Addison Auth. Addison Auth loses the ball. And it's back the other way by Anderson. And she'll go by herself. Up and in.
Yeah, they're just gobbling up turnovers, any errant passes, slow passes. They're trained defensively to get those things and get out in transition.
Back the other way now comes Chloe Auth. Chloe Auth's pass is tipped, and it's another loose ball, and coming back the other way now is Vogel. She can't take the shot, though, but Then 57-43 now, Zephyrs. 2 minutes remaining in the game. And so back to Nackers now. Stolen by Kurth. Kurth back the other way, puts it up and counted in the foul.
That's what they needed. And Durant has some fouls to give, so they got to think about that. They've got 1:51 left to go in this game. They got to find a way to continue to extend this game out.
So Kurth to the line to complete the three-point play.
Only three fouls on Durant this half, so
lots of fouls to give.
And free throw, no good. And so rebounded by Vogel. And coming back the other way is Vogel, keeps it herself. Now timeout, Zephyrs.
Good timeout by the coach.
Coming up, we'll have our Power Bill Panther postgame show. And again, please thank all of our sponsors here that we've been talking about throughout the week, throughout the day, rather. Again, without these folks, we wouldn't be here today. So please thank them for their support. Give them a call, drop them an email, visit their business.
Playing Ohio State's favorite song here at the Rush Center, right, Coach? Jump around.
One of the greatest traditions in college football. I hate to say it, but you know I'm a big Ohio State guy, but whenever I watch a Badgers game, this is one of the greatest traditions in college football.
All right, Coach. You know, we talk about this with you talk about possessions. We're down four possessions.
Yeah, right now Durant doesn't have enough possessions unless they can get turnovers. So they've got to increase the pressure to try to manufacture more possessions.
All right, so Zephyrs inbounded to our left and inbounded now over to Vogel. And here comes no foul called yet. And finally we get one on Addison Auth.
Well, they tried to get a double team there and out high and didn't quite get there quick enough.
Yeah. You want to try to get the turnover first. If you can't get the turnover, you've got lots of fouls to give, but you don't want to burn too much clock.
So now we have another timeout. And again, the winner of this game plays the winner of Cuba City, or plays Cuba City, rather, as they won in the Division IV game earlier tonight, 68-63 from Division III. Earlier today, Xavier over Elk Mountain, 45-35. They will face Oostburg in Division III as Oostburg wins it 66-57. But a fun afternoon, fun day. Always great to, this is fun for me to come be able to come down and call some state tournament games.
Fun for me as well. You know, coaching college basketball, you know, during the season, it gets to be a long season. You don't have a chance to get to as many games as you would like. So as soon as our season was over, I was glad that I had the opportunity to do this broadcast with you and Randy, because this has been fantastic. I get an opportunity to talk about my favorite team and about my favorite program. This has been a great treat for me.
And again, we have you know, I hope somebody turned the lights off when they left town, because I'll tell you what.
Yep. Well, at this juncture, 22 turnovers for Durant, 11 for St. Mary.
So St. Mary's now just trying to run out the clock, and Durant trying to extend it here. And here comes the foul. No, Hoyt does not foul. They're trying to trap now, whistling a foul.
And you talk about St. Mary, their size, and getting those loose balls and rebounds inside. They lead the rebound battle 33-22.
Yeah. They've been tough on the boards tonight.
Bounded to Nackers now. Nackers now back to Ripley. Ripley now will loose ball, but St. Mary's comes up with stolen. Oh, whistling a foul before the loose ball. Panthers had it. I think it was on Kurth. Yeah.
Yeah, it's about to turn into a free throw game here. Couple of misses on St. Mary's side. You never know.
All right, so inbounded once again to Ripley. Back over to Nackers. And now back to Ripley on the far side. And just ball's tipped. And Chloe going for it. And there's a foul, so we'll go to the line now for the 1-1. 59 seconds remaining.
You're hoping for a coach just for a couple of missed free throws on the front end of some of these 1-1s. Get out, get some early buckets, get back in this thing. Try to decrease the possession. Try to make it a two-possession game as quickly as you possibly can at the 59-second mark. I've seen stranger things happen.
And first free throw on the way is no good. And rebounded by Emma Hoyt. Emma Hoyt now quickly back the other way for the Panthers. Ball knocked out of bounds, nearly intercepted.
Well, every time they knock it out, that means inbounds again and a few more seconds run off the clock.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so inbounded now to Auth. Auth now over to Kurth. Kurth on the top of the key. Don't have a lot of time here to set anything up. Over to Hoyt now. Scores up. Three ball on the way. Partially blocked. Again, when you don't really have a lot of time to set it up. And St. Mary's now coming back the other way. And now a whistle and a foul on Sabelko. With 30 seconds remaining. And the...
Coach Lohnagan is going to put some reserves in here. Give them a chance to get on the floor. Not sure how this is going to go, though. We got six reserves at the scorer's table. Somebody going to have to sit back down on the bench.
I noticed that, too. As the starters now coming off for the Panthers.
What a great group of seniors.
We'll talk with our seniors as well. We'll talk about our seniors as well coming up as they're. This is the hard part.
Yeah.
Last game of the their last game.
The coach has given the seniors a hug as they come out, though.
Yeah.
Coach Lohnhagen and.
Yeah. You see the emotion from the players all the time in this game, but it's emotional for the coaches as well.
Free throw is good. St. Mary's will be moving on as it's 58-45 now. And a free throw on the way, no good. And rebounded by Paschal. Paschal to Mueller. Mueller across the timeline now over to Paschal. Paschal on the right wing. And Paschal top of the key now. And across the timeline over to Glaus.
Let's get somebody to get one more bucket here.
Glaus now. Back over to, looks like Mueller. And now to Paschal. Paschal on the right wing. Paschal back over to Pelkey. Pelkey to Mueller, and that's it. St. Mary's wins it tonight, 58-45. And we have our Bowerville Panther postgame show here coming up. It's Durand, Arkansas girls state basketball here on WRDN.
Thank you for listening to tonight's Durand Panther Sports broadcast on WRDN. Time now for the Bowerbilt Panther postgame show, brought to you by Bowerbilt Tire and Service, with locations in Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Welcome back to the Rush Center, where tonight St. Mary Catholic defeats Durand, Arkansas 58-45 to move on to the Division IV state championship against Cuba City on Saturday. Well, Coach, it was the turnovers.
Yeah, the turnovers made the difference in the game, and I thought Durand went dry a little bit from the offensive end, and I thought that St. Mary's had the opportunity to score the basketball, which allowed them to set up the press, and the press created a lot of turnovers. And, you know, watching film of them all of this week, that's kind of what they feed off of. They're not necessarily a great half-court offensive team, but they figured that Durand was small, and even when they got opportunities to set up their half-court offense. They just powered the ball inside. And I just think it was a little bit too much for Durant.
And so, again, St. Mary Catholic will move on as they win tonight 58-45. And it was just, you know, it was just one of those things that once it kind of started to snowball, and when St. Mary Catholic figured out, one, we were having a hard time with the press, but two, they were doing that offense and just hammering it inside, the kind of the floodgates open.
Yeah, it's about winning the paint. You know, I tell my team all the time, if you can control that area, it's just like in football, they talk about the trenches, the offensive line and the defensive line. Well, in basketball, it's all about that painted area around the rim. And if you can control that on both sides of the floor, you're going to give your chance, give your team a heck of a chance to win the game.
So, Randy, you got some of the stats, I know, from the official stats?
I do, but, you know, it's like 70 feet up in the air here, up these steps, and I'm the oldest guy, and I'm the one that's had to run down courtside to get the stats at halftime.
Randy's getting the workout right
now. I guess that, you know what? He is the oldest guy. I feel better now. I feel better now.
Okay. Well, let's give you the scoring, first of all. For Durand, Emma Hoyt scores 16 points. So we'll give you her career total at the end here, but 13 for Chloe Auth, 6 points for Kurth, 5 for Addison Auth, 3 for Sawyer Sabelko, 2 for Allison McMahon. The rebounds leading the way was Addison Auth with 6, 4 each for Victoria Kurth, Emma Hoyt, and Sawyer Sabelko. 24 total rebounds for the Panthers. They did have 21 turnovers. For St. Mary's Catholic, 24 points for Noli Anderson, 19 for Emily Vogel, so a big 1-2 punch there.
Yeah.
8 for Autumn Crow, 7 points for Lauren Ripley, and 2 points for Lucy Knackers. So, you know, they got the bulk of their points, all of them, but 2 from 4 players.
Wow.
Turnovers, 12 for St. Mary's Catholic, and 34 rebounds to 24 for the Panthers. 3-point shooting, Durand ends at 8 of 21. They were 7 of 13 at one point. 3 of 5 free throws, so the Panthers did not get to the line much here tonight. The Zephyrs, 1 of 14 from 3-point range. 9 of 15 from the line. Overall shooting, 17 of 42 for Durand, 24 of 55 for the Zephyrs. So they took 13 more shots, compliments of some Durand turnovers and some rebounds. I'm going to let Coach Jones talk about the points in the paint and off turnovers and all that stuff.
Yeah, the turnovers made the difference. Look at the points in the paint. St. Mary's 44 points in the paint compared to Durand's 18. I think that was a big part of the game. 17 points off second chances. Even when Durand had an opportunity to play really good defense, it just seems like St. Mary's were very opportunistic in terms of getting those second chance points. Both teams were held under respectable numbers in terms of getting the ball out in transition fast break. St. Mary's with 6, Durand Arkansas with 4, and then the bench, as Randy mentioned during the game, those rotations got condensed a little bit compared to what the regular season looked like. So Durand had 2 bench points and St. Mary's had 0.
All right, again, 58-45, St. Mary Catholic wins over Durand, Arkansas. We're going to take one final break, come back, and wrap things up, recognize our seniors, and wrap things up here from the Resch Center. It's Durand, Arkansas girls state playoff basketball here on WRDN. This is the Bowerville Panther postgame show brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service Durand and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Darren has to say in the interview room?
They probably did hit theirs already first.
Well, they give them time to go to locker room for a cool-off period, too.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, Randy, go ahead. You can go talk to we're going to see if he can have a chance to talk with Darren as well. And down in the locker room, just push that record button again, Randy, and that should make it go. And so, again, for let's run down some of our seniors. Again, it was 1,103 points total for Emma White on her career. But let's run down our seniors. Well, of course, you're going to be seeing Chloe here. She just got done playing her last game for the Panthers. She now will be moving on to the V-Hawks.
Yeah, I'm so excited that Chloe's coming to Viterbo. We have big plans for her there, but it's unfortunate. I would have loved to see her play one more game in purple and black, but unfortunately, they came up a bit short tonight. So it's a bittersweet thing. Great accomplishment to get to this point in the game. That gold and silver ball is one of the most elusive trophies that you ever want to get. So hats off to a great season for Chloe. Just really, really upset that they came up a little bit short tonight.
Allison McMahon, also another senior, and she was one of those that even in the sectional final,
yeah,
she's coming off the bench and the defense never dropped. That, you know, in this game, Hoyt came out, she went in, and she's getting some rebounds. She's even scoring some points. You need players like that.
Yeah, it's not easy to come off the bench because you never really know when you're going to go in games like this. But as coaches always tell players that play that role, you've got to be ready. As soon as I call you, as soon as I call your number, you got to be ready. And section finals game, she was ready every time she hit the floor, and she played some good basketball tonight as well.
Addison Auth, also the other senior as well. And, again, three-point threat. Also, Victoria Kurth. Well, last few games, she had very good defense, and when she would get when she got hot on shooting, look out.
Yeah, I get really emotional when I think about these young ladies because obviously I'm not their coach. Coach Darren Lowenhagen's done a great job, but these are the girls that when they were little, they used to come to my basketball camps, and to see them as seniors now and what they've accomplished, all the work that they've put in, makes me a little bit emotional.
No, you know, I get
it. Because I wanted it for them tonight. They deserve it. You know, but people will argue that St. Mary's deserved it as well. So I'm just really proud of the body of work from the seniors that we've talked about.
Of course, we just talked about Emma Hoyt and Sawyer Sabelko as well, another great leader, three-point threat. And, you know, you mentioned they were in your basketball camps during the pandemic. These girls were at Assumption, and Assumption had called and asked, would I be willing to do some games on YouTube because they couldn't have anybody in their small gym. And I said, sure, why not? So I was doing games sitting up on the stage. And I was like, wow, these girls are pretty – these girls, I hope they all don't go to Regis because, wow, we got something. I think we're going to have something here. So I've watched these, our seniors as well, since 2020.
Yeah.
And you bet. I was – that's probably one of the reasons I didn't sleep well last night, because I so wanted to see them in this game tomorrow or on Saturday. But I'm so proud of them. And like I told, like you and I talked about, and like I told some of the parents, and the girls were able to do something that, and not just the Durand girls. We have to say all of these girls' teams are able to do something that us adults in this day and age of being incredibly divided, they have a way of getting everybody together.
Yeah.
And that they should be very, very proud of that.
Well, that's the great thing about these girls and then the Durand program more specifically. You talk about the time during the pandemic, you know, when everybody was, you know, closing ranks and not coming out again. Durand and their community finds a way to get and expose their community to their student athletes and their basketball players by having you broadcast things on YouTube. How special is that? And then the other thing that I want to mention before we get off the air is just the job that Darren Lowenhagen has done with this program. And again, I mentioned it in the section finals. This has not been easy. This has been a grind for the past 4 years for him and his coaching staff. And I know it stings right now because I've been there. But hopefully once the sting goes away, he'll be able to reflect over the last few years and the job that he's done, and be proud of it, because he's brought together a community. He's inspired. He doesn't know this right now, but he's inspired a lot of younger girls to want to come up and play varsity basketball at Durand. And it's just a great thing. It makes me feel better as a coach that was the leader of this program and had to leave it, to know that it is in fantastic hands with Coach Darren Lowenhagen.
Well, again, our final score tonight, St. Mary defeating Durand, Arkansas, 58-45. They will advance on to the Division IV state championship game on Sunday. Coach, again, it's been a fun...
Oh, it's been a pleasure.
Fun day today and fun day on Saturday as well. And, again, please thank all of our sponsors. Without the help of these businesses and organizations, none of this would have happened. So please thank all of our sponsors. But I've had a blast here doing this, and I was hoping we would be doing two more games on Saturday.
So
I wanted to be doing two more games on Saturday because they would have been a doubleheader.
Yeah.
Which would have been really – that would have even been – that'd been kind of cool, too. But,
yeah.
Again, it just wasn't to be. Again, earlier this afternoon, Xavier defeated Elk Mound 45-35, and they advanced to the Division III championship game. But, once again, our final score is St. Mary over Durand, Arkansas, 58-45. I'm Brian Winnikins for Coach Jones, along with Randy Kohler as well. You've been listening to Durand, Arkansas Girls High School Basketball here on WRDN. Have a great evening.
Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. An American Airlines plane traveling from Colorado Springs to Dallas was diverted to Denver after...